Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, hi there, hi there, hi there. This is your good friend, Dr. Copertino, and we're broadcasting from Fresh and Easy Neighborhood Market, located at 7021 Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles. Telephone number here is 323-466-0097, and we are happy to have you with us tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about, you know, warding off toothlessness and some of those other good things concerning alternative products and people walking around with all sorts of teeth and dental problems. You know, over 10 million Americans wear dentures, partial teeth devices, and surgical implant posts. My God, what in the world is going on with Americans and their teeth? Is it the food? Is it something in the drink? Is it poor health? There may be medications that they're taking that are causing their dental woes. Well, we're going to be talking tonight about some of those problems. Now, when you start talking about preventing teeth problems, you just can't think in terms of, oh, well, I'm going to brush every night and I'm going to floss and I'm going to make sure that I don't lay down with a bunch of meat particles in my mouth and so forth and so on. But we're going to cover those and quite a few other things. Now, jumping right into the show, if you want to be a part of this episode, please feel free to call into area code 347-850-8582. Be our guest. Call in with your concerns, and hopefully we can answer those right quick and in a hurry. Number one problem that people are experiencing with their teeth, so it appears, is problems with them being yellow. Now, many people are just running around thinking that they can go into Rite Aid or Save-On and buy some of those teeth whitening kits, buy some of that teeth whitening toothpaste, and their problems will be over. Well, my goodness, you've really got to think in terms of the cause behind your teeth becoming yellow. You just can't have yellow teeth one day and then expect to have good health concerning your teeth the very next day because you've gone in and spent $20 or $30 on these teeth kits. That means that there's something internally going on wrong 9 out of 10 times. And then if not, then there's something going on with what you are eating, what you're putting in your mouth that might be causing your teeth to be yellow. Other problems with teeth stem from people having silver fillings. And I know you're going to email me and say, my doctor said my amalgam fillings, my silver moon fillings are okay. But you really need to do some additional research. Get on the internet. There's plenty of sites and double-blind studies, clinical studies that do show that people walking around with silver fillings run the risk of a lot of diseases. And I won't go into those over this segment, but you can call me at 424-634-9615, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Now, we're going to move on and talk about crooked teeth. That seems to be a problem with so many, even those in their 50s and 60s going in, asking dentists for brace information, these Invisaligns and things of that sort that definitely are manufactured by the dental community to help straighten out crooked teeth. But there are some reasons why the teeth are going in crooked, and several of my patients can testify that they were not exactly born with them. Problems in the upper gum lines can cause crooked teeth. And that's something that a good orthodontist can speak with you about. Missing teeth. Well, a lot of people are missing teeth because they've rotted out and they've taken the opportunity to have them pulled. But once the teeth is pulled and that cavity is there, there's a pretty good chance that they have dental bacteria. They have problems with cavitation. And we're interested in finding out exactly what listeners out there have missing teeth and have gone to the dentist, and the dentist have claimed that that's okay, let me give you one of these silver implant posts and you'll be okay. Call in and let us know of your challenges in that area. Now, another rise in teeth problems are coming about by way of mouth and oral cancers. A lot of dentists will tell you if you have a lot of bacterial and a lot of viral infection, a lot of other types of infections going on under the gum line and cavity areas where teeth were at one time, and the claim is made that if you don't clean that mouth up and take good care of your oral health, you can be a suspect for oral cancers, and they are on the rise. We're going to take a caller here on line 4. Okay, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Okay, caller, we aren't reaching you. Okay, I guess they have hung up. I'm going to move on and talk about dentures, implants, and partials. Many people are succumbing to the implant craze. These are dental devices that are actually bored into the bone, jawbone area, and in the upper gum areas, and they are designed to replace your teeth by causing various crowns to be put on these. Some of them are called titanium stent implants. And these implants are designed to last a lifetime, but oh my God, what is a lifetime? And they're designed to more or less get into the bone mass in your mouth and sustain and hold crowns there indefinitely. Many people are going out for those that craze, but my God, those implant stents run anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 a tooth, and many doctors, medical doctors, are saying they're not too clear about the metallic posts that are going in the place of where the original teeth were, and that more investigation by the FDA should take place. But my goodness, if people are thinking, well, I want to look nice, I don't want to be trying to eat in front of my husband and friends and enemies, and my teeth are clapping up and down, they are not too happy with that. But what really is the real problem with our teeth? Many people are saying, I paid $5, $6, $20, some have even said $70,000 on my mouth, and you know, I want to know, what could I have done to have prevented losing my teeth or having these teeth problems in the first place? Well, number one observation, as far as I'm concerned, is with the food. People don't realize there's over 2,000 chemicals at any given time in our food production line, and that's because the agricultural industry is stating that in order to kill off some of these parasiticals that latch on to green leafy vegetables and other vegetation, they say they have to dump chemicals on that, and then by the time it gets to market and we purchase, we're eating really a mouthful of chemicals. A lot of times the problems with our teeth stem from what we eat, food, tobacco. We've been hearing that many centuries, really, from the tobacco industry and the Surgeon Generals in the 21st century, naming tobacco as one of the number one causes of oral and other cancers and loss of teeth. We're seeing a lot of chemicals being laced into what we know are called soft drinks. There's nothing really soft about liquids that contain over 13 different chemicals that are designed to just melt the teeth on contact. A lot of medications now on the market for high blood pressure, for various other forms of cancer besides oral. A lot of heart patients are experiencing problems with their mouth. A lot of people that are even taking chemo and radiation treatments are finding that their teeth are just falling out of their mouths. But medication is the number one reason for many of our teeth problems. And many people are not realizing that all you really have to do is include in your diet a very well-known, very inexpensive product by the name of vitamin D. I'm not talking about the vitamin D that you get out of milk. I'm talking about the vitamin D3, where it has that 3 at the end of D. And that vitamin D3 is known as cholecalciferol. If you can take 2 of those liquid gels a day, in 1 to 2 weeks, you're going to find out that your loose and rickety teeth are no longer loose and rickety. And the reason being is that that's a very highly concentrated form what we know as liquid calcium, vitamin D. And that, in many cases, will help guard against any kind of problems with the teeth. And also, the dental community is really not up on the fact that it's a good idea to let their dental patients know if they can ingest 2,000 to 3,000 units, and that's 3 capsules at 1,000 per of calcium. That calcium is going to build the teeth in the socket and ward off a lot of problems with teeth, as we know the problems today. It will also guard against gum disease. It will also guard against many of the head and neck cancers that we're seeing. A lot of problems with teeth, too, are caused by sugars in any form. And the number one problem that I'm seeing also in my clinical practice is that anyone using blue mouthwash, that color blue, FD blue, number one blue tint, is in a lot of mouthwashes, a lot of toothpastes, any product that's blue, don't put it in your mouth. Any liquid that's blue, don't put it in your mouth, because it's manufactured with a chemical that is known to cause problems. And I'm not even going to go there on fluoride. Fluoride has been, oh my God, very controversial for decades, and I know for a fact that it's supposed to be touted as something that will guard against tooth decay. Get on the internet and do some research on fluoride, especially the problems with young boys, the ages 3 to 10 years old, some of the problems that they're having later on in life by ingesting fluoride. Now, what are some of the alternative products for teeth problems? I mentioned calcium, vitamin D3, cholecalciferol, but there's another good product that can help guard against teeth issues. Now, I'm talking alternative, so don't get me wrong. I'm in my sphere. Lugol's iodine. Rinse 2 or 3 times a week with Lugol's, and that's spelled L-U-G-O-L-S, Lugol's iodine. That will help kill off a lot of infection in the mouth that could lead to teeth issues and teeth problems and then future loss of teeth. Another product that I would recommend is known as dental bleach. You will never hear that anywhere, but I think on this show, dental bleach. That's right, I said dental bleach. And you can order that from Spectrum Laboratories in the city of Gardena, Los Angeles Incorporated area. It's located on 141st and San Pedro. It is called, again, dental bleach. If you want to put it at home, you can use 1 tablespoon to 1/2 quart of water and rinse in that 2 or 3 times a week. Certainly will kill off infection. It will also kill off a lot of problems before they get started. I also want to talk about something that is relevant today, and that is known as do-it-yourself dentistry. Do-it-yourself dentistry. People are going over to Tijuana, and I'm talking about Mexico. And if you have an opportunity on a Saturday to visit Tijuana, you'll find very many merchants, so-called dental merchants, set up in corners and on the streets with tables, 10-foot tables with various sizes of dentures and loose teeth and partial teeth. And you can walk right up, have a seat, get your tooth pulled, and have a device right there on the spot for, in some cases, as low as $10. Yes, you heard me say that, $10. I've even heard of full denture sets for $100. But you're out in the open, people are passing by, they're walking through the streets, and they're watching you being anesthetized, and then your teeth or other dental work performed right there in broad daylight. And you get an opportunity to then pick up some dentures and fit you, and then if that doesn't fit, then they'll put another set in your mouth. I mean, it's incredible. I call that really do-it-yourself dentistry. There's no guarantees, and you really don't know who's pulling your teeth, but oh well, what can I say? I want to touch on something else, too, before we actually take our break Now, I don't know if any of you are familiar with a new toothbrush. It's called the floss brush. Many dentists are saying if patients will brush after each meal, I know you've heard that, after each meal or maybe as many times a day as 3 or 4 times a day with this toothbrush that contains flossing instructions, and it has brush antics that have on the tips of those an actual flossing strip. So when you're brushing, you're actually flossing and brushing at the same time. Those toothbrushes run anywhere from $10 to $12, and you can order those online. Just go online and click on floss toothbrushes, and you can get information in that way also. I want to say again that we're broadcasting live from Fresh and Easy Neighborhood Market, 7021 Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles. And the area code and phone number here is 323-466-0097. I'm going to take another caller, see if I can get you in. Okay, I'm looking for another call in, and I'm not seeing that. Looking for another call in. Okay, we don't have a caller as of yet, but I'm looking for that caller. Okay, moving right along, let's talk about some of these bogus claims that are out there now. Many of you might have heard this. There are people out there saying that you can chew a certain bark. Now, I'm going to tell you the name of that bark, black walnut bark. In the days gone by, let's say the turn of the century, the early 1900s, when people were not able to actually get to a dentist, these people would go out and pick this bark up by the name of black walnut, and they would take it to their home hut or wherever they lived, boil that, and once that bark became soft, they would mold it between their fingers and then put it in where they had a cavitation, and that was supposedly to heal that cavity, clear out, root out infection, and then, of course, allow for them to not experience pain. Now, how long that lasts, who knows, but it was supposedly used very widely. I know many of you have heard about the product clove oil and clove bark. That has been used even up to this day in the, well, we're talking, again, alternative medicine. But that has been used with some relief. Now, I'm going to talk about some things that are going on that is not actually providing relief. And trust me, pig lard, I was very surprised by that when I heard that people are actually going into the supermarket and buying lard. I know, you know, in my days, many years ago, my grandmother used lard. And because it's connected with the swine, many are not trying to use that. But the lard rubbed into the gum area is supposed to be something that works. It doesn't work as far as cleaning up bacteria and infection. A qualified licensed dentist, would be better able to give advice on that if they would even want to go there, if you know what I'm talking about. But here's another claim that I heard very recently, and it's the old pliers. Now, hey, you might not think of that being a claim, but I had a patient that told me they did not have money for the dentist, and they took a pair of household pliers and pulled their own teeth. Well, my thing was that, well, what happened after you used those pliers? What did you do to clean up that area? Was there profuse bleeding? And, of course, they said yes to all that, but they said the next morning that side of their face had swollen up almost 2 sizes. And I was very, 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 very shocked that they even at that point did not go and seek professional dental care. But another thing that's going around now that you might have heard of is these so-called nails, these nail attachments, these artificial nails. You know, when women go to the nail shop and they say, oh, I want a short set or medium set, well, the practitioner will automatically get one of those kits and pull out one of those plastic nails that are like ivory and some of them are white. Well, some people, now really trust me, I heard this, they are taking those nails and they are somehow fashioning those into the top layers to go over their teeth for a temporary basis. I don't know how effective that is. I don't know if you can eat or drink anything with that, but that is the latest craze that is going on. And see, when the economy gets bad, the first thing people want to really do is save money. And where there's no pain in the minds of some people, there's no problem. And they might want to take a chance at actually using some of those so-called do-it-yourself home remedies for replacing teeth. But I'm not recommending that. I recommend that the All-American Herbal and Holistic Healthcare Clinic, that a person would, even if they're not able to pay for full dental care, there's a lot of dentists that will offer a coupon for $10 or $20 off or even a low-cost examination with x-rays. You can at least go in and find out what's going on and what are your chances for applying for maybe care credit or using Medicare, Medi-Cal, or even finding a dental school that will, of course, perhaps put you on a wait list. But it's nothing more like being informed. And even if you're not fully able to actually get the products, it might be a good idea to listen to the doctor. You might not be able to afford him doing him or her doing a cosmetic mouth treatment, but at least you can get some good advice for or nothing. And then if you want to go alternative, if you can with your dental care, no problem. You can go right ahead and do your research once you have your prognosis, and perhaps some of this you can do some of it at a time. You can perhaps, I know one patient went in and bartered. They needed, I think, $12,000 worth of work, and since they had prior back office experience, they bargained with the doctor to actually come in 2 or 3 days a week and, of course, start some kind of treatment. But some treatment is better than none at all. I'm not saying the alternative way is the way to go. I'm just saying use common sense when you start talking about self-treatment and saving your teeth. But definitely, with so many Americans out there walking around with various teeth problems, to mention our dear children, there are some children that have never seen a dentist. I'm talking about in school every day. They get a toothache, they lay awake at night and suffer. They've never had a chance to get in there and even have a regular teeth cleaning. God help us all. I feel very sorry for them. But you must believe me when I say there's something going on behind the scenes. Why so many millions are walking about with teeth problems and many unable to take care of that situation. Yes, we might need to lobby. We might need to call our congressman. We might need to find out whether or not even going totally all organic is the answer. I'm not sure what it is, but one thing I know is that these problems are going to escalate, because when there's poor economic conditions going on, the first thing to go is the first thing that's most needful in care, and that is our feet and our teeth. That's why next week on this show we're going to be talking about alternative health products for dry and ugly and gnarled feet, feet that's plagued with corns, bunions, twisted toes, knobs, and all of the foot cream products that are out there saying that this product is best, or if you do this, you're going to save your feet. If you have an unnecessary surgery, you won't save your feet. That show will be airing on the 14th of October at 8 p.m., and we will be expecting a guest that will be hosting along with me that is a podiatrist. And he's going to talk about some of the causes for the foot problems that he's seeing in his office. The number one problem you might have thought might be women wearing these high heel shoes. He says, no. You might also think that there's something that you've been eating that has been causing some of these problems. He said, no. You'll find out next week that when the body does not properly manufacture calcium, it doesn't have enough calcium, guess what happens? It starts pulling the calcium out of the bone. And once that calcium leaves the bone, it causes inflammation, and then the inflammation causes the bones to start swelling, a.k.a. bunion. And nothing is more unsightly than having a huge bunion or a knob on your foot. Shoes don't look right, they don't fit right, and you don't feel right crossing your legs in sandals, and you have that horrific bunion out there like that. I can tell you right now, people that have been suffer greatly. They might not show it or say it, but they actually suffer. I have an email here from a Mark Salazar out of Denver, and he wants to know, well, first of all, he said he heard many years from his grandmother that if you wash your mouth out in apple cider vinegar, that will help also clear up bacteria and infection in the mouth. Hey, go for it. Yes, you are right. I did not mention that. You're dead on it. Now, you can get apple cider vinegar, a big gallon of that, for under $5. And that certainly will work also morning and night. If you rinse in that, that's true. You can ward off a lot of problems and kill off bacteria. And bacteria really is the main killer of teeth. And that certainly will work. Someone else had said at one point that if you boil that, that works even better. I don't know. Open the container up and pour some into a glass and then rinse morning and evening. Now, don't be afraid of that vinegar smell. After about 10 or 15 minutes, the smell is gone. But the mouth is fresh. It sure beats paying $6 and up for some of this mouthwash that is on the market now. But once again, that's apple cider vinegar, plain old vinegar that actually works. And thank you very much for that. I'm going to read another email. This is out of New York City. This caller wants to know what can they do if they've already had all of their teeth pulled and they're wearing dentures. Well, if you want to have them bolted in, many dentists now are also performing the implant surgery. Check that out. I'm not advocating it, but check it out. Thank all of you so much for joining in tonight. I love all of you. As you know, this is Dr. Cupertino again. For any further assistance, be my guest at the All-American Herbal and Holistic Healthcare Clinic located in the cities of Torrance, Los Angeles, and Beverly Hills. I can be reached personally at 424-634-9615 or mothernature7@gmail.com. If I'm sounding a little raspy right now, I am. I've been in rehearsals. I'm working on the Puccini album for the holiday season. I'll talk more about that next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you again. And I look to see you next week. Starting November, we will be on for 1 hour. So please, please make sure you tune in. And again, take care of your teeth. And if you're still unclear, call the Dr. Cupertino Show. Thank you. See you next week.